Welcome to the inaugural episode of the podcast Vision to Value, presented by Nihal Group Consulting. Today, I have a very special person for you who I consider both a mentor and a dear friend, who has been instrumental in my being able to develop vision and execute on it in recent years. It's very, very meaningful for me to have him present the first episode. Dr. Mark Monane, as he will tell you in his own words, is a physician executive who's been a chief medical officer in the molecular diagnostic space. He has had oversight of clinical operations. He has been a managing director for equity to determine what are the right companies to invest in. He's also been an academic clinician, and he's a geriatrician, so he takes care of seniors, which just right away tells you that he's a wonderful person. So without further ado, Dr. Mark Monane. Good day. Thanks for joining us. My name is Dr. Ambareen Nihal. I'm the host of the podcast From Vision to Value, where we talk about the intersection of healthcare, business, society, and leadership. With us today, I have a very seasoned senior healthcare executive, Dr. Mark Monane. Mark, thank you for joining. I would love for you to share with us your journey, a little bit about how you got to where you are today.
Thanks, Ambareen. Thanks for having me. Happy to go over my journey. I was fortunate enough to be trained as a physician, traditional academic background after that, taking care of patients, teaching, research, a little administration in the Boston area, and felt I enjoyed taking care of patients as well, but maybe I could be more impactful if I had a research career, and was fortunate enough to stay and study the areas of physician decision-making and pharmacoepidemiology. Did that for about 10 years and moved on to the industry area to be potentially even more impactful, and worked at a large pharmacy benefit manager where I had senior responsibilities in the medical affairs division and worked with the commercial within the commercial organization. Want to learn the business a little bit more and was fortunate enough to be accepted at executive MBA program. And after that, decided to leverage my background in medicine and my interest now in business on Wall Street as a Wall Street analyst, and did that for about 10 years, studying emerging stocks in biotechnology. Wanted to be a little bit closer to the patient, was able to get a very nice role contributing as a chief medical officer for a molecular diagnostics company. And after a seven-year stint there, I've been consulting and doing executive coaching with physicians, physician executives, and organizations over the last 2 years.
That's an incredible journey. Thanks for sharing that. So, I mean, it sounds like you've really been in a lot of different parts of healthcare, as you mentioned, academia, on the business side, now on the coaching side. Given that your wealth of experience and what a watershed moment we're at right now, could you share with us, what do you think are, you know, focusing more on your chief medical officer role, what do you think are, for a chief medical officer in medical affairs, are some of the challenges that are coming, you know, in the next coming year, as well as some of the opportunities?
Absolutely. And I think it is a pivotal time now for the chief medical officer, because the role is rapidly evolving. First, we have the CMO of yesteryear was really focused on three things: the clinical trial, the clinical trial, and the clinical trial. Today, the CMO has to do all of that. In addition, he or she has to focus on being a support and contributing throughout the organization, including working with the managed care team to help provide coverage for drug or diagnostic being developed for patients, talking to Wall Street and investors to help the company grow and thrive and get the financial resources it gets, and helping with storytelling for the clinical and medical story, and then being ready and available for the scientific audiences, the key opinion leaders that are available, as well as the lay audiences and patient societies that are devoted to advancing the care of patients. So it's all of yesteryear and then many more responsibilities for today, many of which the CMO did not even hear about or think about very much in medical school and or residency.
That's super helpful. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be folks who are in medicine and looking to maybe advance their career in a different area. So you touched upon it some, but would you want to share with us a little bit more? What do you think make for successful qualities in a CMO? So you talked about some of the function areas, but could you share with us some of the qualities in the person?
Yes, absolutely. And I like to use the mnemonic CMO to be key here again for optimizing contribution to the organization. C is for communication. Basically, the CMO has to be a storyteller, and not only a storyteller, but a very effective storyteller, and being able to communicate simply, communicate powerfully, both internally throughout the organization, as well as externally with key colleagues and stakeholders. That's the C part. M is for management. Not only is the CMO responsible for developing himself or herself, but they're responsible for developing others. And this includes managing the team, managing the tasks that are assigned to the team, in order to optimize productivity and contribution to the organization. And the O is for organizational awareness, the ability for the CMO to be aware and adept in the robust responsibilities that are the roles of the CMO for today, that can help promote and foster organizational success.
And I'm just going to pause a little bit and do a little bit of a deeper dive on the last thing that you mentioned about organizational awareness, because I think that's something that traditionally may not be something that's taught in medical school or may not be typically in the purview of a regular practicing physician. But in addition to that, would you agree that there's also a need for maybe industry awareness or a broader landscape scan? And could you maybe reflect on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the CMO used to be mostly an internal role, but getting back to the original point, the CMO really has an external function that may be even bigger now than the internal role, and an awareness of the environment outside, all the audiences, the P for patient, P for physician, P for payers, and then Wall Street is absolutely key here. That can be achieved through a number of different methods. One can go to school and get a formal degree in business, like an EMBA degree, or take courses at places like the American College of Physician Executives, and or the individual, if he or she wants to get individual training, can undergo a coaching or training leadership course that may be helpful to help that person succeed in the organization.
That's super helpful, because again, I think really at this time, particularly with the pandemic, a lot of people are probably considering what their role is and where they want to go in the future. And those options, laying them out that way, is super helpful. I know that you also have recently started some coaching services, and I think with a particular interest or focus on burnout. So would you be able to tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I've been focusing now on leveraging my experiences as a CMO to help others be more effective within their organizations. That's on an organizational level and in industry, but also to leverage my education and background to help individual clinicians taking care of patients on the front line. And with help of some colleagues, we developed the Healthcare Leadership Advisory Program, HCLAP, which is really focused on addressing the issue of preventing physician burnout and promoting wellness. Burnout is a growing issue in healthcare. Everybody, it's not new. It's the epidemiology, the prevalence has risen so much, though, that makes it new. Maybe 30 to 50% of physicians are affected. And this clinician wellness has effect not only on the individual physician, but as well on the organization in terms of improving the opportunity to improve patient care and improve patient outcomes and also prevent declining outcomes or declining care processes. And the coaching that's involved involves performance issues, people and process issues, and opportunities to improve potential, which will lead to what we believe is financial and emotional benefits, not only for the physician, but for the patients and for the organization that they work with.
Absolutely. And I mean, I imagine, you know, given that we're in a value-based care world, if we're talking about processes and performance and quality, there are specific payment outcomes that are associated with that. So that would make that case, certainly. Is there anything else? I mean, do you have any thoughts around where any particular things regarding the role of the CMO given the pandemic? How do people deal with leading in uncertainty? How do people deal with being a leader with authenticity while still giving a sense of direction and calm? Do you have any words of wisdom to offer around that?
Yeah, I think you bring up very important themes here. And I think what's really important for the CMO today is to really focus on what's most important. You want to, at this time of year, we're in the new year now, instead of resolutions, which are always nice and always fun to discuss and write down, even better would be to discuss objectives. And use this time to write down objectives for 2021. And what's important for that individual physician? What's important for his or her patients? What's important for the organization in which he or she works? Write down objectives that are smart, that are definable, objective, things that could be reviewed during the year. I think that's a great way to start the new year as we move forward. Yes, indeed, there are certain stressors that are upon us now, absolutely, in the pandemic in which we live. But some key principles will always rise to the top, and just the methodology that will allow for time management, for the opportunity to renew and refresh, opportunity to have influenced conversations and impactful conversations, avoid conflict with your peers. Thinking about those terms as well, I think, can lead to a successful 2021.
That's wonderful. I think that's a really great way to close. And I just wanted to underscore what you said, that I think when you are able to focus and know what it is that your objectives are, what's measurable, that probably reduces internal conflict as well as external conflict. And then that can go back to what you're talking about reduction of burnout.
Terrific.
Yeah. So just tell us where folks can find out more about what you do, your coaching. I imagine you have, like, you're on LinkedIn, you have a website, and we can put the links into the bottom of the of this podcast. But if you want to share some details.
Yeah, sure. If you'd like to learn more about CMO coaching within the industry in the non-clinical setting, please visit our webpage at pagingdrcoach.com. That's pagingdrcoach.com. If you'd like to learn more about promoting physician wellness, avoiding burnout, my colleagues and I have a site on LinkedIn, the Healthcare Leadership Advisory Program. Healthcare Leadership Advisory Program on LinkedIn tells you more about our offerings, and love you to follow us on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to our listeners as well. Take care.